This is from the Holy Letters of Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1454. And this is dated Zayin Adar, the seventh day of Adar, Tovshin Yud Beis. And the Rebbe is expounding on the concept of Purim, it's known that the joy of Purim is even greater than the joy of a Yom Tov, which obligation to rejoice is from the Torah. And yet, there is still not such a mitzvah, even though the Torah tells you there's not such a mitzvah to become drunk on a regular Yom Tov, so much as the Rambam writes with regards to Simchas Yom Tov, the joy of Yom Tov, that a person should not draw into the wine, into the drinking. So that means Yom Tov is still a little bit, and because the Simcha of Purim, there is a miracle that happened to our fathers, Yom Tov. Why is Yom Tov is also because the miracles that took place are also miracles, but yet the joy of Purim is more powerful and greater than the Simcha of Yom Tov. And the reason is because on Yom Tov, even though we draw down additional light and revelation from above of Hishtalshulus, of beyond the evolution, which means in the higher level from Hishtalshulus, the drawing down comes down into Hishtalshulus in a measure, in an amount, as opposed to Purim, that was Mesiras Nefesh, total self-sacrifice, that the Jews experienced the entire year. That is a level which is beyond reason and rationale. They reach to a level which is higher than the limitations of Hishtalshulus, and therefore the joy from that revelation is beyond the intellect. It is ad layada, to level without beyond knowledge. Together with this, the days of Purim are still days of festivities and joy, which means the lights, the energies come down into vessels, into receptacles, which means that they rest in the vessel also, that normally that vessel cannot tolerate such a great light, which is, according to the Ishtausu, you can't get that light. And also you can do work on Purim. So that means that while we're doing work, while we're drinking and partying, we're having a party and joy, rejoicing, also then it is with self-sacrifice, which is beyond reason and rationale totally, which means that there's no other desire, only for Hashem alone. Like the verse says, "Mili v'shmaim chol chafatzti," just that they used to hear from the Alter Rebbe when he would go in such a trance, he would say in the language, he would say in Yiddish, "Ich will ze gar nicht, ich will nicht dein Ganeden, ich will nicht dein Elam habachulu, ich will mehr nicht das dich allein." He says, "I don't want nothing. I don't want your Ganeden, I don't want your world to come, etc. All what I want is you alone." He just wanted Hashem alone. And I'm not sure this was written as a letter to someone giving him some concept from the Hasidus on the idea. And then you have also the footnotes in the various points that the Rebbe says over there. They're more treating it in different ways. It brings down various halachic and various Hasidic svarim, whether there is a mitzvah to eat bread on Purim. Brings down you have to eat meat, and many other points over here. But they're treated in the notes. We'll leave that for the people that read inside.